Thank you and good morning. Eureka police are investigating a stabbing incident that sent two men to the hospital with wounds following a fight outside the Pearl Lounge in Old Town early Sunday morning. The incident began inside the nightclub when two men were involved in a fight, and they were separated by bouncers and sent on their respective ways. Later, one of the men involved in that initial fight and a second man left the Pearl and were confronted by a group of men outside, and the stabbings occurred during a physical altercation. No arrests have been made in connection with the incident, and the investigation is ongoing. Detectives with the Sheriff's Office are asking for the public's help in locating 30-year-old Native American man Gerald Sotolongo, also known as Raldo Pratt, in connection with a homicide that left a 30-year-old man dead from wounds he suffered during an altercation. Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene on Saturday morning in Hoopa Valley, and the victim was being prepped for a medevac when he succumbed to his wounds. What began as an assault case then became a homicide investigation, and Sotolongo was last seen in an area around the Alameda Trailer Park. Sotolongo has shoulder-length black hair and a full beard. He stands 5'8" and weighs 225 pounds. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Fortuna police made an arrest over the weekend. Jordan Christmas has more.
On Sunday, Fortuna police arrested a man who stole a tip jar from the Shots coffee store on Main Street in Fortuna. 26-year-old Garrett Gibbs had previously stolen a tip jar from the same coffee store Friday morning. However, he fled the scene before law enforcement could reach the area. Sunday morning, Gibbs entered the store again and fled with another jar. Only this time, a citizen followed Gibbs while contacting Fortuna police. Gibbs fled through N and 15th Streets, running towards the creek near Roner Park, before he was entangled in a large pile of thorn bushes. Officers then detained Gibbs and recovered stolen property from the two robberies. Gibbs was booked into county jail on burglary charges, as well as for an outstanding warrant.
Thank you, Jordan. The latest federal budget that stands little chance of being passed by Congress in its current state does contain some good news for funding for the North Coast. The rural counties representatives of California report that the upcoming federal fiscal year budget contains $280 million in secure rural schools funding for 2016, with additional funding allocated each following year through 2020. The budget also contains $480 million in funding for the Payments in Lieu of Taxes program for 1 year, which could mean hundreds of thousands of dollars for Humboldt, Del Norte, Mendocino, and Trinity counties. The National Weather Service has issued a weather alert as a cold storm system heads toward the region, bringing with it more rain, colder temperatures, gusty winds, and snow. The winter weather is expected to arrive by Wednesday, and we could see some snow accumulations by Wednesday night into Thursday morning. Small hail and thunderstorms could come along for the ride as well, and a second storm system is expected to follow the first and arrive just in time for the weekend. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Butane honey oil hash labs have always been on the radar of law enforcement and fire agencies in the county due to the criminal nature of the activity, but also due to the danger a butane hash lab presents. Earlier this month, following an explosion at a house on D Street in Eureka that contained a butane hash lab, the Humboldt Bay Fire Department said it will change its tactics in fighting fires at lab locations, and local officials are paying attention as well. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Bill Gillespie said regulatory efforts related to the sale of butane are now being explored.
Where we're seeing locally a lot of the transfer of butane is a lot of the what you could call the head shops, that kind of thing. We've got a few of them here in Eureka. And, you know, one of the things we're looking at, the city of Anderson just put an ordinance in place that works to attempt to regulate the amount of butane containers that can be transferred to a person each month.
Gillespie said they can't ban the sale of butane canisters, but they can regulate who buys it and how much.
Fire department, in conjunction with the city of Eureka and the county, we're looking pretty closely at that to see what we can do to at least try and regulate it. We won't be able to stop it, but maybe we can slow down the purchase of it in our communities.
You can hear the entire interview with Fire Chief Bill Gillespie by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.